Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Officially a full week into October.
Yeah, exactly. And it's actually looking like it's going to get cold here Thanksgiving weekend. We're talking like 6 degrees, and we're kind of in the minuses for overnight lows.
Yeah, so enjoy that 20 today.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the oven being on all day cooking turkey, it's going to feel nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to feel nice. So what do we got in our Country Music Insider today?
Jelly Roll's song Heart of Stone is number one on the country charts, which makes it his 8th consecutive hit.
Let's go.
Which means every single Jelly has ever released to country radio has gone to number one.
Yep.
And for great reasons, because
awesome.
He is amazing.
Yes, he is.
Dolly Parton's sister is calling for the world to pray for Dolly.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Her name is Frida. She says Dolly hasn't been feeling her best lately, and she's asking anyone who loves her to keep her in their prayers.
I hope it's all okay.
Yeah. Dolly had to postpone her Las Vegas residency, which was coming up in December, due to what they're calling health challenges.
Yeah.
And Dolly herself, I mean, she's 79. She also mentioned on Instagram that she needs medical procedures, but then humorously referred to it as her 100,000-mile checkup. So I love that she hasn't lost her sense of humor in all of this.
Exactly, yeah.
Cody Johnson had to cancel the rest of his 2025 shows.
Oh, no.
He says he's battling a severe upper respiratory and sinus infection, and then he just burst his eardrum. And then he said the severity of the rupture means I must undergo immediate surgery, so they expect it's going to be multiple weeks before he's better.
Yeah.
And there's some evidence that Luke Combs could actively be teasing a major 2026 stadium tour. Which would possibly feature Dirk Bentley, Thomas Rhett, and Ty Myers. He's left some cryptic social media posts kind of building anticipation to something, likely an announcement tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah. Well, if that came through Saskatchewan or anywhere close.
We're going.
Wouldn't be upset at that. And there you go. That is our Country Music Insider today.